So pages 249, 250, Canto X, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Little Mind, Book 2. An uncertain winner of uncertain stakes. Instinct, its dam, and the life mind, its sire. It ran its race and came in first or last, yet were its works nor small and vain nor null. It nursed a portion of infinity's strength and could create the high things its fancy willed. Its passion caught what calm intelligence missed. Insight of impulse laid its leaping grasp on heavens high, thought had hidden in dazzling mist, caught glimmers that revealed a lurking sun. It probed the void and found a treasure there, a half-intuition purpled in its sense. It threw the lightning's fork and hit the unseen. It saw in the dark and vaguely blinked in the light. Ignorance was its field, the unknown its prize. Of all these powers, the greatest was the last. Arriving late from a far plane of thought into a packed, irrational world of chance, where all was grossly felt and blindly done, yet the haphazard seemed the inevitable, came reason, the squat godhead artisan, to her narrow house upon a ridge in time, adept of clear contrivance and design, a pensive face and close and peering eyes. She took her firm and irremovable seat, the strongest, wisest of the troll-like three. Armed with her lens and measuring rod and probe, she looked upon an object universe and the multitudes that in it live and die, and the body of space and the fleeing soul of time, and took the earth and stars into her hands to try what she could make of these strange things. In her strong, purposeful, laborious mind, inventing her scheme lines of reality and the geometric curves of her time plan, she multiplied her slow half-cuts at truth, impatient of enigma and the unknown, intolerant of the lawless and the unique, imposing reflection on the march of force, imposing clarity on the unfathomable. She strove to reduce to rules the mystic world. Nothing she knew, but all things hoped to know, in dark inconscient realms, once void of thought, missioned by a supreme intelligence to throw its ray upon the obscure vast, an imperfect light leading an erring mass. By the power of sense and the idea and word, she ferrets out nature's process, substance, cause, all life to harmonize by thought's control. She, with the huge imbroglio, struggles still, ignorant of all but her own seeking mind. To save the world from ignorance she came, a sovereign worker through the centuries, observing and remolding all that is. Confident, she took up her stupendous charge. There the low bent and mighty figure sits, bowed under the arc lamps of her factory home, amid the clatter and ringing of her tools, a rigorous stare in her creative eyes. Coercing the plastic stuff of cosmic mind, she sets the hard inventions of her brain in a pattern of eternal fixity, indifferent to the cosmic dumb demand, unconscious of two close realities, of the unspoken thought, the voiceless heart. She leans to forge her credos and iron codes and metal structures to imprison life and mechanic models of all things that are.